The next text in this whole collection of texts on the future of our bodies and souls is from the letter to the Philippians. It's just three lines. Brothers and sisters, our citizenship is in heaven, politeuma. And from it, we also await a Savior from heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. So by the power in Jesus Christ radiating through his body, he will transform our bodies and make them apt to be with him in beatific vision, in transforming union forever. And that's this tiny little text we have here, you see. And so it goes, you see, for as for us, our politeuma, our citizenship, is in heaven, from where we are awaiting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our lowliness to be conformed to the body of his glory, according and in keeping with the energy, the power that he has to submit all things, subject all things to himself. Jesus, a man, united hypostatically to God and risen from the dead, has the power to transform every human being and all those who are joined to him when they die will be transformed. And that's why, and his language here is very interesting. You see, he says, our politeuma, our citizenship. If you look at my passport, it says heaven. That's where I belong. That's my home. You see? And that's what he says there. From there, we await the Lord Jesus Christ, who will metaschematisi, he will transform the body of our lowliness or our humility, our humble state, conform to the body of his glory according to the power, the energion, by which he is able to submit everything to himself. And that's what we await. We await that power coming from the glorious risen body of the Son of God, that body which is joined to him in the very order of being. And now it's glorious. He still has the marks of his slaughter. He still has hands with holes in them, feet with holes in them, a side with a hole in it. But now it's glorious because it is the indelible, eternal sign of his love. And I would imagine that many of the martyrs will have that same thing. The badge of their love for Jesus, just as his is the badge of his love for us. This is what we should be thinking about. When was the last time you thought about heaven? We're so caught up in the, you know, well, what's going to happen next and what's the president going to do and what about heaven? And that's what he's saying in this text. Look, our citizenship is in heaven. That's where we come from. That's where we're going. You know, I'm an American, but I lived 5 years in Europe and more than 5 years in the Middle East. But my citizenship is U.S., where I know the language, I know the streets, I know the states, I know. That's going to happen. I'll know heaven that way. And I'll be filled with the life of Jesus Christ, thrilled to be so loved in an unbreakable bond forever. That's what he's saying. It's our citizenship. It's where we belong. And from there, we expect our Savior to come and transform our bodies, not just our spirits, our bodies, to be conformed to his forever. Amen. Now we're going to look at the other letter, and another part of the first letter to the Thessalonians, namely chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Some of the Thessalonians had died. Now, this is the very first community he preached to, or at least it's the very first one he wrote a letter to. And they're concerned. You know, we expected Jesus to come back and take us all to heaven, and Joe just died. What happens to him? So Paul writes this letter. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. They don't know what happens when you die. They don't know that if you're baptized and joined to Christ, and maybe if you're trying, you know, your best but don't know about the Lord, you're going to go to heaven. And so he says, so you don't grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Very often he doesn't say died, he says fallen asleep, you see? Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord. On the word of the Lord. So this is a revelation given to him and given to the whole Christian community, you see? That we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. So his perspective is shortened. He thinks that maybe the Lord is going to be coming back pretty soon. Well, it's been 2,000 years. Thank God, or we wouldn't be in on this. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, at this point he imagines he's going to still be alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. In other words, don't worry. Whether you've fallen asleep in the Lord or whether you're still alive, the Lord will come and he will take you and you'll be with him forever. Don't worry. Just try hard to obey the Lord all day, to love your brothers and sisters, to care for the poor, to preach the gospel to others, and leave the rest to Jesus. He has a place for you, and he wants to bring you there. So, are we supposed to walk around scared? No. If we are ever get into sin, go get forgiven in the sacrament of penance. Do penance for that. But pray, preach the gospel, care for the poor, and wait for the Lord to come and take you home. And that's what he's saying here, you see? In other words, I tell you on the word of the Lord. Now, that's probably a word to Paul. Because, as far as I can recall, this is not echoed in the same way any place else in the New Testament. That we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep, is not going to give us any inside track if the Lord comes back and we're still alive. We're not going to have a quicker route to heaven than those who have died. And think about it. You know, those who have died, St. Francis, St. Catherine of Siena, St. Therese, St. Maximilian Kolbe, we're going to get into heaven before them? I don't think so. You see? So those who are left at the coming of the Lord will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. You see? And then we who are alive and who are left will all be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. Always be with the Lord. Never forget that. This is the last of the readings for All Souls Day, second reading, and then we start the Gospels for All Souls Day. This is the second letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 8 to 13. Now he begins, Beloved, remember Jesus Christ. Remember. What does that mean? Recite Jesus Christ rose from the dead? No. Remember biblically what remember means, huh? To have the reality of God so present to you that you're different. That's why God, particularly in the Old Testament, can tell his people, you forgot. It doesn't mean it slipped your mind. It means it's making no impact on you. Remember means you know it's making an impact on you. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel for which I am suffering. In other words, Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, is Jewish. In fact, he's the son of David, the Messiah. Such is my gospel for which I am suffering. Such is the good news which has been entrusted to me. That's what he's saying. Even to the point of chains like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. Have salvation and eternal glory. Be with the Lord forever. And because of that, I bear with anything that happens to me for the sake of all those whom I'm supposed to reach and tell about this, and the Lord is going to touch and prepare for eternal life. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus together with eternal glory. And then he says this, This saying is trustworthy. What saying? This one. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. And that may not only mean the moment of death we're in Christ. It means we die to sin. We die to self-indulgence. We die to accumulating wealth with Christ. You see? So that we shall live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. If we continue to be committed to Christ and try. That means getting up early in the morning and praying every day so that the Holy Spirit can guide your life. Fight for a prayer time every day. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. That's a very difficult line, but it seems to mean if he just said if we're inconstant, he's constant. You don't know whether that means, well, he's going to punish us for being inconstant. But when it says, rather, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. That means, as far as I can see, we're in Christ. And if we turn back to him, he'll be there because we're in him. He can't deny himself. And we are, you know, as Paul says elsewhere, you know, just as the body has many members and all the members are one, so it is with the Christ. Well, the Christ there is the church, right? I mean, Jesus has two hands, two feet. There's no problem about that. But one, just as a body has many members and is one, so it is with the Christ, meaning, O Christos, so it is with the church. So he cannot deny himself. And he loves us. He wants to bring us with him forever. And that's why we can be so grateful to him and look forward to being with him. And those who have this hope keep themselves pure as he is pure, it says right in the New Testament. So may God bless us, may he help us, and may we look forward with confidence and gratitude and humility to being with the Lord Christ forever. Amen.